From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, is Hillary Clinton a victim of sexism or a victim of her own flaws?
Barack Obama is now the Democratic frontrunner. He's won every primary or caucus since Super Tuesday. He leads in the number of delegates, and he has raised a lot more money recently. Hillary Clinton says she'll be back on top after Ohio and Texas. Those primaries are March 4th. Clinton is in Ohio today campaigning, and NPR's David Green is in Texas. Hi, David.
Hi, Madeline.
You know, Texas obviously is a key state for the senator there. What is she trying to do?
Trying to get voters to go to the polls, I think. They're targeting areas in Texas. I'm in Weslaco, Texas now, way down south near the Texas border in the Rio Grande Valley. It's overwhelmingly Latino, and the name Clinton is important down here. People talk about Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton believes there's a passionate following for her. And what her campaign staff says is in Texas, it's not about changing people's minds. It's about getting them to circle that date, March 4th, on the calendar and getting them to go vote. That'll be really the key for them here.
So I'm wondering, though, David, do you notice any change in her style or in her campaign rhetoric after the Potomac primaries, which she lost and lost big to Barack Obama?
I think it might be evolving. You know, Maggie Williams, her new campaign manager, who was her chief of staff when she was first lady, has now taken over. And I think they're thinking about where to go from here. Her message hasn't changed much. She is attacking Barack Obama, saying that he is all about promises and not solutions. She also has a new ad running now criticizing Barack Obama, saying he's not agreeing to all the debates that Hillary Clinton wants. And they want to get her in there in these debate formats where they feel like, you know, she does well. She can, you know, dig down deep into the weeds of the issues and start to point out some differences between her and Barack Obama that matter to voters.
David, what about Wisconsin? That primary is next week. Is she planning on campaigning there and making a major push?
We were getting mixed signals from the Clinton campaign. All along, they've been talking about March 4th as being so important, and that's when Texas and Ohio vote, kind of looking past Wisconsin. But now she's going to be there in the days leading up to the primary. She's running ads. If you look back at those exit polls, Madeline, from the Potomac primaries, you know, Obama won voters in all areas, huge support, a lot of concern for the Clinton camp. But there were some good numbers kind of down in the weeds for Hillary Clinton. She won among white women in Virginia and Maryland. She also won among white primary voters who don't have college degrees. And so those are some voters who are in places like Wisconsin. You know, that's a group of voters who have stuck with her. People who, when you talk to them, they really remember what they viewed as good days for them and their wallets and pocketbooks when Bill Clinton was president, and they haven't forgotten that.
David, there's this little note in the New York Times today in a big article on the campaigns that the Democrats in Texas, they allocate their delegates based on voter turnout from the last election, which seems a little complicated. But last time around, the turnout was a lot higher in African-American neighborhoods than in Latino ones. So is that bad news for Hillary Clinton?
That's going to be such an interesting phenomenon to follow here in Texas. Hillary Clinton is trying so hard to turn out the Latino vote, but because turnout was low in the congressional district that I'm in right now back in 2004, this place, it looks like, is only going to allocate 7 delegates of the 193 delegates that come from Texas. You look at some of the African-American populations, you know, Dallas, for example, has a pretty large black population. Those areas, if they had higher turnout in the last election, might get awarded more delegates. So it's going to be a lot of complicated math, but maybe really important math if it starts handing Obama more delegates, even if Hillary Clinton is reaching her goals and getting the Latino vote to come out.
And NPR's David Green in Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, where he's sampling some tequila.
Not yet, but we have to. We'll bring you some back. Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you.